If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Okay, Roy, did you hear about the robber that stole a calendar?
Why would he do that?
I don't know, but he got 12 months.
You know, Chuck Norris was running until the treadmill got tired.
Irene, what's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
Huh?
Ignorance and apathy.
I don't actually know what's apathy.
Is it?
No.
Okay. So I don't know and I don't care.
But you know why Jewish mothers would make the best parole officers exist?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, they never let you finish your sentence.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is the day that my computer doesn't work. That's the day. I don't know, it was working a second ago, now it doesn't want to work, so let's just wait for it a second. So anyway, what's today? Today is the 12th day of September, believe it or not, and the year is 2018 still. Although this year is finishing, don't you feel like this year is finishing so quickly, it's actually not funny anymore. Don't you feel like this year is really going too quick?
It's running away with us, Roy.
It's running away, I'm telling you.
The older you get, the faster time goes.
Is it?
Your battery's low.
No, Combi, the battery's not low.
Oh, sorry.
But I need it. So maybe you can get me my thing. Well, what I want to say. So what I want to say is, first of all, I want to introduce my team.
Sorry, Roy. The Jewish day.
Oh, yes. What's your Jewish day today, Irene?
Today's Jewish day is the 3rd of Tishrei, 5779.
Is it? All right, so today's the... Yeah, it's nice, I must say. So it's a good day. But let me try to maybe get Eitan to connect that, and then I'll be on my way with my program, because...
Still trying to find...
Yeah, I'm still trying to find...
Which holes need to be filled?
Let's see. In any case... I'm just gonna give you. You know what? We can actually start with something we don't never start with. Let's start with our movies.
Sure.
So before that, before we're gonna start with the movies, we're gonna do the movies. Let me open that. And okay, let's start with the movies.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. So, Peter?
Well, we've got 4 movies opening on Friday. I think they're not all great movies, I must tell you. The Billionaire Boys Club is an interesting movie. Why it's interesting is not so much because of the story, but because it's the last movie Kevin Spacey was in before they caught him, and there's allegations of sexual misconduct, which were leveled at Kevin. And a couple of the projects he was working on was scrapped. And this is a movie about a scam. The Billionaire Boys Club was formed by 2 characters. This is a true story, Roy. And you'd be interested, you know, being in the kind of financial business. And these guys sold... It was like a Ponzi scheme. It was so complicated, I had no idea how they put it together. But they wanted to be part of the jet set, all the multi-millionaire young guys in Hollywood, in Beverly Hills. So these 2 guys from middle-class families decided to put together a scheme in which they would take money and then they would double the money. So people thought, wow, in 4 days, it's more
than... Was it a scheme or more of a scam?
It was a total scam.
All right.
A scam of a scheme.
All right, yeah.
A scam of a scheme.
Yeah.
And the movie has a line which I think is so true. It says, do you think people get rich by playing by the rules?
Yes.
The line forms the core of this really unimpressive slog of a movie, a true life crime drama. It's set in the 80s. You remember the 80s, all the good music.
But is it a true life drama?
It's a true story because the guys were caught, and it's about them. It's a guy called Joe Hunt, and he came from a middle-class family, but he wanted to be part of this set. He wanted to be part of it.
Jet set.
The jet set.
Yeah.
So he teamed up with a guy he knew at school, And the two of them came up with these ideas, and they sold it to these group of guys who really had lots and lots and lots of money, but they didn't know anything about real finance and how to invest. And they took them for a ride. I mean, they were really in big trouble. It was like a poor version, Roy, of The Wolf of Wall Street. Remember that movie?
I knew you were going to say that. Yes. I just had a feeling.
Yes.
And
what is interesting here is Spacey, who delivers quite a strong performance.
I love him. I think he's one of the best performing artist. He's an amazing
Kevin, yes.
Kevin Spacey.
But what is interesting is he plays a sort of character like he would in real life. I mean, this is part of his persona. He plays a gay guy who likes young boys.
Oh, no.
Yes, this is in the movie.
Isn't that what he's blamed to?
Well, that is what they fought him over the coals for. Ballina Boys Club, it's a flashy, all style and no substance look at this financial scam artist, Ansel Elgort, who was the driver in the Baby Driver. Remember the movie? Kevin Spacey was in that movie as well.
Yes.
So they linked up. And did you ever see The Kingsman, Roy? Remember that movie, The Kingsman?
I love those movies. For me, it's not a brainy movie, but it's very nice.
But the lead character in The Kingsman is Taron Egerton.
Yes.
He is a British actor.
Youngster.
He's a youngster, yes. Yeah, yeah. So these two guys have teamed up, and they were the main characters in this movie.
All right.
So it was directed by a guy called James Cox, who didn't quite get it together. And the movie is a bit boring, you know, and there's so much things happening that you really got to try and think, what is going on? And
I just want to stop you there.
Yes.
You know, I want to just mention that today we're going to give another two tickets to our listeners.
Yes.
And I want you to pay attention to what Peter has to say, because at the end of what he has to say, there's going to be a question. So just remember, well, WhatsApp number 0618951019. You can also spend, if you're a big spender, spend a $1.50 and it'll 34519. So $1.50, 34519, or WhatsApp 0618951019. Carry on, Peter.
So that is the one movie. Then there's another movie which I didn't see because it was screened on Rosh Hashanah on Monday.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Predator, and it's a revamping of the aliens who come to Earth and kill everybody.
Is that a revamping of The Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
That's right, Roy. So this has been upgraded with new technology. It's an action movie, so I think adrenaline junkies will probably really enjoy this. They will really go to town. So
guys, they like Rambo?
Rambo, yes. It's right up their street.
Rambo.
That's right up my alley.
Rambo 57.
Right. Rambo with aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens. But how many different ways, Eitan, how many different ways can you depict aliens? I mean, you know, imagination runs riot.
No one except Eitan and Irene saw aliens yet.
They've seen aliens. I think
Eitan and Irene,
aliens
yes.
exist.
Well, my nickname is E.T., so you understand where I'm coming from. And listen, it's up to imagination. People that love science fiction and watch science fiction and look on comics,
yes.
yeah. it's endless to create different creatures with different whatever.
Whatever. I mean, look at
yeah.
Star Wars.
Yeah,
look at those
Star
sort of things,
Wars.
All these creatures that...
Yeah, well, what was his name? Jubba?
Yeah.
So... Ooh. It's a
jabba
big
jabba.
Yeah, it's a big worm, like the head of the mafia, a big worm eating all kind of little green creatures.
Yeah, and he enjoyed it. Right? It was on his diet.
Yeah. All you have to do is come to my house.
No, I know I know some Frenchmen that eat little green creatures as well. So,
they call frog's legs or snails.
Yeah.
Okay,
and amongst other stuff.
Right.
You know what the Israelis doing to these waitresses in French?
No. Right?
When they go and they ask him, do you have frog legs? He said, yes, so jumping
yeah.
hummus.
Yeah, we've heard that one. Okay, another film, Roy, is called Submergence.
Okay.
It's with Alicia Vikander and James McAvoy, and it's by a very well-known German director named Wim Wenders, who's done some incredible movies, but this one is not one of them. He fails to deliver the goods. It's a murky love story that never really takes off. It embraces two extremely different worlds. These are the two lead characters. Alicia plays Danielle Flinders, and James plays a character named James Moore. They meet by chance in a remote hotel in Normandy, where they both are preparing for a dangerous mission. They fall in love almost against their will and soon recognize that they love each other, and these are the loves of their lives. but they have to separate. It turns out that James is a British secret agent, and he's got to go to Somalia. And he has to find out where the jihadists are. And when he gets there, he heads into trouble straight away. Meanwhile, Danny, who's Danielle, is a biomathematician. She's working on a deep-sea diving project to support her theory about the origin of life on our planet. And it's worlds apart. And when she doesn't hear from James, she gets a little concerned. And I'm not going to say anything more, but it's slow, it's painful. And
the way you're saying it says enough.
Yeah, the way you're saying it, you're describing marriage.
And it's, Roy, it's adapted from the J.M. Ledgard novel. So if people have read the novel, it's about unraveling of emotions that never coalesces into an epic romance that it purports to be. Okay. Fizzles where it should ignite.
Okay.
And the fourth movie is neither here nor there. It's an animated version of a true story of a dog that went to war, the First World War, with its owner. And this dog saved lives. It became a hero. It's a true story. Aww. Because at the end of the film, Roy, this little dog is with its handler. And it's a cute little dog. It's a small thing, like a pug. And it ran through the fields, and the bombs were coming around over it, and it survived. And this is a tribute to Stubby.
That dog.
What's his name?
Sergeant Stubby.
Oh, right. He was a sergeant.
Roy, they even gave him a rank. And it's very static, the characters and stilted dialogue. But for people who enjoy it, it's fine. It'll be over the heads of most children because it's about the war. And I don't know how many adults will actually like it. But it's out there, and it's animated, and it's one of the four films being released on Friday. The question I want to ask is, which character is in the Billionaire Boys Club who made the headlines for all the wrong reasons? So if our listeners could give us the name, we could find the winners. And then I'll Mobi code them. I'll send it to them on SMS. And you'll be able to retrieve your tickets at the box office at New Metro. And as you know, New Metro have all the good movies
and good the best
cinemas.
Popcorn.
And a nice bag of popcorn. I don't really like popcorn.
Oh,
I don't take popcorn.
No.
I knew something is wrong with you, man.
A movie critic that doesn't like popcorn.
I do not
a democratic.
No, critic.
A movie critic.
Oh, I thought the democrat. Which is democratic. He's a liberal, you mean.
At least the other half, my wife enjoys eating popcorn. And sometimes I go to a preview and there's popcorn. I bring the popcorn home because not always can you bring your wife with you. Because it's a single ticket. So what happens is I bring the popcorn home and give it to my wife.
That's a good man.
I'm a good husband. Yeah, I listen to instructions, as Roy knows.
So don't forget, guys, 0618951019 or to the big spenders, 34519. And the question is,
who is the infamous character or man or actor or whatever who is in this movie, The Billionaire Boys Club? Just give us his name.
One name only. For the Billionaires Club, we're looking for one person that is like the main character. So, thank you so much, Peter. And
thank you, Roy.
Good. It's absolutely a pleasure. So, I'm going to go to a song because my computer is back alive. And I'm going to introduce my show just now. So, guys, I think you're going to enjoy that one. And if you don't, I know I will. Let me tell you. This is Randy Crawford. And she's coming to the country. And listen to that one.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Baruch Bulsara, also known a.k.a. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
So he was born today in 1946. He would have made him now 72.
72.
You're the old man.
When did he change his name?
And I think after I met you. Peter, so you got a lot of stories with Freddie Mercury, am I right?
Yeah, I got a few stories.
One day he's going to tell us the stories.
Reveal all one day, so I want the listeners to wait.
Because
for
he's got a contract apparently signed. Contract is null and void, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think it's null and void in South Africa? I signed a contract
in the UK.
The 80s in the UK that I can't tell you about Queen, because I toured with Queen for 2 weeks. I must say, amazing things happened. I was at his birthday party.
How amazing.
Wow. It was amazing.
From that day you were sitting funny? According to Freddie, Peter was very pretty when he was young.
I had long curly hair.
pretty, like I said.
Well,
that is not under discussion.
Catch Porn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. So I'm going to introduce everybody else. So first of all, good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You are listening to the Porn Stars Unplugged. So today is a Wednesday, the 12th day of September, and the year's 2018. Today, the Jewish day is...
Today, the Jewish day is 3rd of Tishrei.
Tishrei. Yeah.
Yes.
And the year?
5,779.
Yeah,
that's your
nice.
First Hebrew lesson.
So, my name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce you my porn star. So, I want to introduce the fifth porn star, but she's not here. Yeah. So, please welcome the fifth porn star, Sasha Star. And that's from home, all right? That's from home. Yeah. Then we've got, from the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant, also known as our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. Please welcome Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone, and Rosh Hashanah Sameach.
From 96 Anton Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash, is also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. He is not here, but his name is Liel Rimon. He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. You can say goodbye, not hello, to Peter Feldman.
Peter left the building.
Peter left the building, yeah. She's the lady that gave me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep end of Cash Inn in Hyde Park. She is also our jewelry person. So if anyone wants to buy a ring for any occasion, and let me tell you, from yesterday she sold the rings for half the price I gave her, so I don't know, but whatever. So you can contact our office and buy really cheap, 011-325-7777. Welcome, Irene Bauer.
Yes. Hello, darling.
We can call her Ringarine.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Hey. Hello, everybody. And I've got a very happy customer that bought a ring from me yesterday. For his wife, for a push present. Do you know what a push present is?
No.
When she pushes out a baby, she gets a gift.
Pushes out a baby,
she gets a gift.
And what happened to us that we put in the baby?
In your service.
Well, yeah. You know, the hard labor is not recognized.
Only the results. You get it back afterwards. Overweight stretch marks.
You must have given this man a knockout service.
So, guys, please don't forget to like us. It's Porn Stars on Facebook. Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos on Instagram as Roy Peretz. You can go on YouTube and also like us or follow us on as Roy Peretz. If you're listening from all over the world, you know, and we know we've got a lot of listeners from all over the world, please carry on. Give us those nice SMSs and whatever. If you want to log in after the show, you can just go on to www.chaifm.com and go to podcast. On the Wednesday, you'll see Porn Stars Unplugged. Just press and laugh away. If you'll stay with us, Peter's already said his thing. I want you guys to carry on sending us for the tickets. So you must just contact us on 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp. You can SMS 34519. Today we're going to hear Eitan talking. Maybe Irene said she's going to shut my mouth, so let me see. And don't forget that tomorrow will be myself, Liel, and Peter Feldman at Roy and Friends. So that's it. We've got we've got our new year. Today, by the way, is Tzom Gedaliah, meaning that was the first rabbin. He was murdered like many years ago, and Gedaliah, so
I don't.
All right, so he died. He died, some people are just fasting. Yeah, all right, so, yeah. See, but you fast only the day, I think. You don't fast, it's not 24 hours.
No. It's not like Yom Kippur.
It's like a day.
It's a day, yeah.
So,
it's a day
your day, is it from sunset to sunset, or
no, Tzom Gedaliah, I think, I don't know.
Tzom Gedaliah, it's a sunrise to sunset.
Yeah, it's like, don't eat too much. You can skip a sandwich, basically.
Help him.
So, I just want to say, Happy New Year. Shana Tova to all our listeners. And I really hope that this one is really going to be a great year where we all going to make it and all better than the last year. I want to thank all our listeners in Johannesburg and all over the world for the support and for the responses. Thank you so much for the encouraging mails, the good word. And you know, sometimes, only sometimes, I get a little bit controversial. So I don't want you, and sometimes you wish you understood why I'm laughing and why I talk bad about women. Although, if I open brackets, I say, sure that the married men will understand why I'm laughing at women.
We never talk bad about. We just talk about reality sometimes.
But sometimes.
But bad. Why?
No, not bad. No, but
we're not.
Yeah.
We are good people.
But reality is bad. That I'm between you and me.
You know why? Because it's bats.
Bats. Terrible.
Right. It's like karma.
Yes. Also, before Yom Kippurim, I want you to forgive me. I really want you to forgive me because I didn't attack the left and the liberals enough. And I hope this year I will do much better job. Obviously, with your help and support. So let's start the new year with a nice song. And you know what? We heard the movies. We got a couple of good ones, a couple of bad ones. And 061-895-1019, that's our WhatsApp line. SMS us 34519, that's for the fancy people, got plenty money. what I want to say, so I'm going to put a nice movie, song. I'm thinking movies.
On the brain.
I've got movies on the brain. So I'm going to put Shania Train. You know Shania Train?
Yes.
Shania Twain.
Oh, Twain, not Train. Why did I thought Train?
Not a chuk chuk.
You are still on vacation on the hard train. So,
you know she was married to a South African.
South African?
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
Serious? She was married to a South African?
Yes.
Good for her. Good for her. Was it like an Afrikaner?
No.
Because if you marry African, you have to know
I'm
how to bob and weave, you know.
The whole story of how they ended up together.
All right, so Nicole will tell us all the bedroom stories after that.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Like I said before, Freddie Mercury.
I think he was only second to Michael Jackson in his stage performance.
He was amazing. Because of that was a complication of AIDS from bronco pneumonia. Same as Eitan, but Eitan without the AIDS,
with the smokes.
He said, "I dress to kill, but tastefully." That's what he said.
Baby.
I will be doing 20 years' time. I'll be dead, darling. Are you crazy?
Darling.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
You know how he would talk in Hebrew if he was Israeli.
How?
Haime Tuka.
All right. He said also, I like to be surrounded by splendid things. I don't want to say too much, but maybe one of those splendid things was Peter. Now, Peter is listening to us over the radio. We'll ask him tomorrow.
We never promise we stop.
Red tape, it's red tape. It's on him.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp. And SMS number is 34519. And don't forget, it will cost you $1.50. I just want to say, I've got a message to you guys, which I think you must pay attention. Before we're going to carry on, the time is now 6:41. And if you miss Carte Blanche on Sunday night, please note that child trafficking has become a serious issue in South Africa. Be very vigilant and be aware of the people around your kids. Also, most important, do not post pictures of your children on social media, especially if they are in school uniforms. Traffickers are now turned to social media to target kids. Anything that makes your kids' location identifiable should be kept off social media. Our kids' photos are being sold to the highest bidder. The number of child abductions have never been this high in all of our history. Please ensure that the kids are safe at all times. I don't have to tell you that, guys. I know that you will keep your kids, but please, 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 this is not a joke. This is really not a joke. Another small joke that I've got for Jewish people. I mean, for Jewish, and I put it on my Instagram, and people say, So they say like this, may the Jewish New Year bring you so many joyful events to complain about. you like, yeah?
Well, women do that very well.
So let me tell you some story about Brad Pitt. Do you know the story about Brad Pitt?
No.
Let me find it. I'll find it. Today I've got a problem with all this. Charlize Theron is not the only Hollywood star with family in South Africa, as you know. After years and years of secrecy, it was been revealed that the actor Brad Pitt has four brothers who all live in South Africa, believe it or not. Believe it or not. So the oldest brother is a farmer in the Free State. His name is Milipit. Yeah, the oldest brother. Yeah, so.
He's a Boerman.
Yes. The second oldest brother works at Brakpan as a mechanic, and his name is Teppit. The third oldest brother is a pilot for Mango, and his name is Cockpit.
Shame.
The fourth brother is completely, of course. He's an avid bull supporter, and his name is Stupid.
Oh, well done.
Don't say it's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah. It's not.
Listen, if we're talking about South Africa, I have to say that last night I came home and my wife jumped all over me. She said,
sure, it's the first time you came home this week.
Now we're going, you're taking me to an expensive place. Okay, so I took her to a petrol station.
Not bad, not bad. You know, let me tell you, there was a Chinese kid that was born before the due date. The parents called him Suddenly.
You know what the best way for you to make someone remember you?
What?
Something in our field.
You can kiss him or smack him.
No, to borrow money from him.
Yeah, but listen, let me tell you.
That is so true.
So George, you know what, call him Johan. Middle-aged South African, good-looking guy, went to Germany to visit the red light district, you know. So he goes, now listen to this.
Amsterdam.
Even in Frankfurt, you go there.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But doesn't matter.
You have red everywhere.
Exactly. So anyway, he's going to visit the red light district, and you know, and he sees a large brothel, and so he goes inside. And the lady, the madam, see him and send him like a young, beautiful girl, and says, go take care of him. Anyway, she sits with him, laugh with him, then she sits on his lap. 2 seconds later, he whispers something in her ear. She gives him a slap, but you don't understand, but a proper slap, and she looks at him so upset and run away. The lady doesn't understand why. She sends another girl, more beautiful, more pretty. She looks at them and they laugh and they have such a fun. And then she sits on his lap again and there they talk. And then he whispers something in her ear and they give him a slap. I don't understand. Anyway, she sends another girl. Again it happens. Then she said to herself, you know what? I'm going to go sort it out myself. So she says to him, listen, I will never, I'm the most experienced here and whatever, and I will, don't worry. And anyway, they live, they have fun, and they laugh, and they have a couple of drinks, and they're really, really happy. And then it turns, she sits on his lap, and then it turns, and whisper in her ears, do you take rents?
Now I understand.
I must tell you, I remember when I got married.
Do you?
And I remember where I got married. I just don't remember why.
You know, my wife says...
She doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, she doesn't? Exactly.
You're lucky. You're very lucky.
Doesn't she? Yeah. My wife records every show. Then she says that's going to be evidence for... When, in our divorce case.
That's
why I know you're wearing a jacket, because you're always sleeping outside.
My wife says... I have only two faults. I don't listen and something else.
Yeah. I can't remember.
You don't remember.
You know, there is this very famous saying, make love, not war. But if you want to combine both of them, get married.
Yeah. So let me tell you, the recession has hit everybody really, really hard. CEOs are now playing miniature golf. The Guptas laid off 25 parliamentarians. I met a Mormon with only one wife. If the bank returns the check marked insufficient funds, you call them and ask, does it mean it's you don't have money or I don't have money?
Know.
Then McDonald's started selling quarter ouncer. Not for the pounder, for the ouncer. All right. Parents in Santon fired the nannies and learned the children's names, believe it or not.
Wow. Yeah. That's an experience.
Yeah. A truckload of South Africans was caught sneaking into Zimbabwe.
Oh, wow.
A picture now is only worth 200 words.
Yeah.
Remember, all this is just 1,000,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
All right, the Treasure Island Casino in Las Vegas is now managed by Somali pirates. So, let me tell you. No. So, I lay awake last night, depressed about the economy, Brexit, wars, jobs, my saving, retirement funds, etc. I called the suicide hotline. I got a call center in Pakistan, and I told them I was suicidal, and they got so excited. They asked me if I could drive a truck.
Well, you know, you always say, yeah, revenge is always best served cold.
I said it, but I want to punch the guy straight. You know? I don't like, yeah.
Well, yeah, when I was in school, a week before, one of these popular girls had a house party.
Yeah.
She hit my best friend. So, at the party, mm-hmm, I took sardines and I put them in the curtain rails.
Oh, yo.
No. Yes.
That's terrible, Irene. That's really terrible.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's very fishy.
Very fishy.
Your aunt?
And then they couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from a few weeks after. Oh. They got the, what do you call them? Exterminators. And everything. They couldn't find it. So they decided to go into the video, you know, and look. And they saw me putting the...
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I mean...
You know, can I tell you something? True story. About 20 years ago, maybe more, 25 years ago, I was just a young guy and came to South Africa. I was very excited by a lot of things.
Young and clever?
Just young. Clever, I don't think so. I mean,
you got to talk about Philip's nieces.
Anyway, anyway. So, anyway, you're a terrible woman. You said, so one of my friends had a bank account in Switzerland. At the time, it was very popular to leave money in Switzerland, and they really, really, really gave him a problem. So he went in and took one of he emptied his safety deposit box and put a couple of trout fishes there.
Oh, clever man! See, it works.
Promise you, it's bad.
How did he do that?
Because he was so upset with them. They gave him like bad service and whatever. He put two fish inside the safety deposit box. It was, they had to vacate the bank, I think.
Revenge is best.
Yeah. So anyway, there was a little boy. He gets home from school and says, "Dad, I got a part in the school play. I play a man who's been married for 25 years. His dad said to him, "Never mind, my son. Maybe next time you'll get the bloody speaking part." All right. So Ethan doesn't have what to say, so I must put the song. But okay.
Well, I need to change the battery, so put the song.
All right. So let me put the song. You know, let me put one of the songs I always put on a breakfast show. I don't think I ever put him in this show. It's Gilbert O'Sullivan. He's one of the, for me, he's one of the best performers, best artists ever born. And I really want you to... That's not that one. That's not that one. But let me tell you, it's this one. The song name is Nothing Rhyme. Just listen to the words and promise you're going to love that song. Nothing Rhyme. And we're back. The time is now 18:56, 6:56. And let me tell you... That the echo is gone.
Yeah,
thank God. So let me tell you a story about this lady. Her name is Yetta Rosenberg, and then she lands on a plane from Miami. anyway, this lady, she lands from she lands on a plane, and she's so tired, and she's looking for hotels. She says, "You know what? I'm going to catch the first hotel. I'm just going to have a good sleep. We'll get a night's sleep." She goes to the first hotel. And she says, "My name is Mrs. Rosenberg, and I would like to have a room." And the guy says to her, "I'm so sorry, but the hotel is fully, completely booked." As he says that, a man walks out and says, "Thank you so much." Checks out, and she says, "Oh, what a good luck I've got! I'll take the room." Mrs. Rosenberg says to him, "I've got to take the room." He says, "I'm sorry, madam. You know, I thought you understood my meaning. To be blunt, I don't cater for Jews." So Says, Jews? I'm not a Jew, I'm Catholic. Says, what do you mean Catholic? So who is the Son of God? He says, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He says, okay. So who's Jesus' father and mother? He says, Mary and Joseph. Mrs. Rosenberg, she knows this stuff, you know, Mary and Joseph. So you know what? Let me attack her. He says, where was he born? He was born in a barn, in a stable. Mrs. Rosenberg says, and tell me, why? Why was he born in a stable? He says, because anti-Semitic like you didn't give them a room.
Good.
All right.
There is a very famous new line for the education in South Africa. They're teaching the kids something new, and it's going like that. Don't steal, don't lie, and don't cheat. The government don't like competition.
Oh, very good.
I don't feel like I'm getting older. It's more like my warranty has expired and my pants are wearing out.
What are the three words you're most afraid of when you're making love? Honey, ooh. I'm home.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's within the borders.
There's a joke that I have to tell before. All right. Actually, can I say this word
let's try and see.
Can I say? Can I? All right. I can say it. All right. So listen. So this guy who suffered from headaches, but huge headaches, for 20 years. He used to take like 2 grandpas in the morning, 6 panados afternoon. It didn't work. Anyway, eventually he says, you know what? I'm going to go to the doctor and I'm going to sort it out. So he went to the doctor. The doctor said to him, listen, I've got good and bad news to you. The good news is I can cure you. I promise you can live here cured. And the bad news is I have to cut off your testicles. All right. So listen. Obviously, he didn't want to lose testicles. He was thinking. But the headache, he had enough of the headache anyway. He said, yes. All right. It will cost you 300,000 rands, the operation. He says, I don't mind. They will take the headache. He had money. Anyway, goes out of the hospital. You know what? The first time in his life, he's got no headache. He can't believe it. He's walking. He doesn't have headache. But something is missing. So he said, you know what? Let me trick myself to a nice suit. So he walks into this fancy, like, I don't know, one of those Taylor. Fancy shops in Sandton. He walks to the shop and he says to him, I want a suit. The guy looks at him and says, you know what? You are a size 44 long, isn't it? He says, how the hell do you know? He says, I'm 60 years in the business. I know my stuff. Gives him 44 long. Fits him like a glove. He says to him, in a shirt, you must be 34 sleeve and 16 and a half neck. How did you know? He says, 60 years in the game, my brother. Anyway, fits him with a nice tie, with a nice belt. And he says to him, and underwear? He says, yeah, number size set 36. He says, let's say 36. He says, nah, I'm wearing 34 since I was 18 years old. He says, listen to me. You can't wear 34. You know what? It will press your testicles against your spine, and it will give you extreme headaches. So let me tell you something. Surgery, 300,000 rands. New underwear, 120 bucks. Second opinion, priceless. Guys, I want to tell you, have a lekker new year.
And I have to say, because we're not going to be here next week, so I have to tell everyone, oh, yes. Gmar Chatima Tova, and love to everyone. Peace.
All right, guys.
Peace. Bye
bye. Bye bye, guys.
We will see you tomorrow.
I'm going to see you tomorrow. I'm not going to see you. I'm going to be here tomorrow.
On air.
So, what are we going to put in the meantime? We're going to put. Yeah, that one. That one is nice, I think. If it comes right. Yeah, it is. All right, guys.
Bye bye.